Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Perek HaBona, the 12th Perek of Masechta Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So now we're going to talk about the Malacha of Choresh. HaChoresh Kolshu, if a person plows any amount, even the tiniest amount, even just a small area where you could plant just one seed, or HaMenakesh, if a person weeds plants, and therefore makes it better for growth, because you take away the weeds, that there are too many shoots growing that will weaken the plants, so that's considered to be like Zareya, like you're planting, because you're promoting the growth of a plant. Vamakarsim, vamazareid, if you cut dead branches off of a tree or shoots from a tree, again, that improves the growth of the tree. When you do those things, it is a violation of Zareya. Kol shuhu, any amount, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So in this Mishnah, we've learned so far that both Choresh and Zareya, you're chayiv even for a kol shuhu, even for the tiniest amount. Now, the Mishnah says, but that's not always the case. Hamalaket etzim, if a person gathers wood by cutting branches off of a tree, so im l'sakein, if you're trying to improve the tree, sen kol shehein, because then you're doing Zareya, because you're promoting the growth of the tree, and we just said that the melech of Zareya is kol shuhu, but im lehesik, but if what you're trying to do is to gather firewood, then kedei levashel beit zakala, then you're only going to be chayiv if you cut enough to be able to use for firewood to cook an egg that's easily cooked, meaning a chicken egg. Because if your purpose is to get the wood and it's not to promote the growth of the tree, then it's not a violation of Zareya, it's a violation of Kotzer. So Kotzer, it's not Bekol Shuhu. For Kotzer, it needs to be something. It needs to be something, some shear. So the shear is whatever is a chashav amount. How much is a chashav amount? Enough firewood to be able to cook an egg. Hamalaket asavim, if a person gathers grass by pulling out the grass, so im l'sakein, if you're trying to make the soil better than Kol Shuhu, then the shear is going to be a Kol Shuhu, because by doing that, you're violating the malacha of Choresh. You're preparing the ground for future plants. Planting. But im lebehema, but if you're taking the asavim because you want to feed your animal, then kimlo piagdi, then only if you take enough in order to fill the mouth of a goat, meaning to actually feed the animal, because then the malacha is a malacha of kotzer, and kotzer has a shear. So that's the basic yesod over here, that while the malachos of Choresh and Zareya have no shear, that you violate even Bekolshu, the malacha of kotzer does have a shear. So sometimes, whether you are doing the malacha of Zareya or the malacha of kotzer, whether you're doing the malacha of Choresh or the malacha of kotzer, depends entirely on what your intention is. And if your intention is to use the items that you are picking, then it is not a malacha of Zareya. Depending on the case, it could be Choresh or Kotzer. Now, the rest of the parak goes on to a malacha of Kosev. So, Mishnah Gimel, HaKosev Shtei Osios. The shear for the malacha of Kosev is if you write two letters, Bein Biyamino, Bein Bismolo, whether you write with your right hand or whether you write with your left hand. And this is assuming that a person is ambidextrous. But if a person is a righty, then writing with his left hand is considered a shinoi, and therefore is only going to be an Isser Midrabban, is not going to be an Isser Da'oraisa. That's what the Bartanura points out. Bein Biyamino, Bein Bismolo means Ba'adam Shu Sholit Bishtei Yadav. Dilu Bishar Kaladam Ksiva Smolin Ksiva. If a person is not Sholit Bishtei Yadav, if he's not ambidextrous, then writing with the hand that is not his strong hand is considered to be a shinoi, and therefore it's not considered kosev mida oraisa. Bein mishe mechad, whether the two letters are the same letter just repeated twice, like you write aleph aleph, so there is no word that's formed with the letters aleph aleph. Bein mishnei shemos, or whether you write aleph beis, which does form a word. Bein mishnei samimanios, whether you write with two types of inks, b'chol lashon, and whether you write in Hebrew or in any other type of language, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Two letters, whether it produces a word that makes sense or not, is going to be chayiv. And even if you use two different types of ink. So says the Mishnah that it's possible to violate Kosev even without forming letters at all. Amra biyosi lo chivu shteyosios el mishum roshein. That they're only mechayiv you when you write two letters because you marked something down. Shekacha yukosna al karshe mishkan leide eza ben zugo. Because the way it was done in the Mishkan is they would want to know which panels belonged next to which panels. So they'd write an aleph at the end of one panel and an aleph at the end of the other panel, and then they knew to line up those two panels with each other. So the real malacha is roshem. It's making a mark. So when you put two letters on Shabbos, you're chayiv not because of the letters that were formed. Even if you didn't write letters, even if you just make marks, you make lines that are recognizable. That also, according to Rabbi Yossi, is going to be chayiv. Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama says no. Since they wrote letters on the Krashei HaMishkan, you're only chayiv if you write actual letters. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe comments that Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. A person could be chayiv for writing a short word if it's part of a long word, meaning you really wanted to write a long word and you stopped two letters in. You could still be chayiv for kosei. For example, Shem Mishimon Ushmuel. You write Shin Mem, but you had intended originally to write Shimon, or intended originally to write Shmuel. Noach Min Nochar Don Mi Daniel. Or you intended to write Nochar and you stopped after Nun Ches. You intended to write Daniel and you just wrote Dalin Nun. God Mi Gadil. You intended to write Gadil and you stopped after Gimel Dalid. That in all these cases, as long as the two letters that you did write are actually a full name, then you're going to be chayiv even though you intended to write more. Now the obvious kasha that everyone asks, that the Gemara asks, is wait a second, that first example, Shame Mishmuel, Shame Mishimon, when you write the word shame, the mem is a mem sofit, it's an endemem, whereas when you write the name Shmuel or Shimon, the mem is a regular mem. So the chiddush is that you're still chayiv, because this Tana holds that if the regular mem is written at the end of a word in the Sefer Torah is still going to be kosher. So even a word that ends with a regular mem is viewed as really being a complete word. Now the Tanakhama said, even if you write two letters that don't form a word, you're going to be chayiv. Yeah, but that's when you intended to write those two letters. Over here, you didn't fulfill your intention. You intended to write way more than these two letters. So then you're only going to be chayiv if they actually form a complete word. So to chazer what we did today in Mishnah Beis, we learned that that the shear for the malacha of choresh is a kol shehu, the shear for the malacha of zoreya is a kol shehu, and very often when you pull something out of the ground, you are in violation of either choresh by preparing the ground for further use, or zoreya by promoting further growth. But if you're pulling something out of the ground because you want that item, then you're violating the malach of kotzer, and that actually has a shear. So if it's for animal fodder, it has to be enough to actually feed an animal with, and if it's for making a fire, it has to be enough to actually cook an egg with. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that the malach of kosev is violated when you write two letters with your right hand, with your left hand, with the same letter twice, or different letters with different inks in any language. But Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said it's not about letters. Any marking would be enough to be mechayev you. And then Rebbe said that sometimes even if you intended to write more and you wrote less, you're still going to be chayev as long as the two letters that you made are actually form a word, like Noach Minachar, Shem Yishimon, Shem Yishmuel, those kinds of examples. Okay, but from tomorrow, we will pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet.